Thank you very much for being so enthusiastic in the kirtan. We often quote Srila Prabhupada. He visited one temple, and the kirtan was very nice, so he appreciated that. And he said that the spiritual barometer in the temple is how nicely the tulsi plant is flourishing. And how enthusiastic the devotees are in kirtan. Of course, tulsi flourishes with water, but what really, what Tulsi Devi really thrives on is bhakti, because she is actually a resident of Vrindavan in the spiritual world. She's one of Krishna's gopis, and she mercifully appears in the world of men for the purpose of increasing our devotion. Because our devotion is increased, it blossoms, let us say, in association with spiritually advanced souls. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastu koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. It's one of the most important ingredients or elements in the process of devotional service, good association. So that gopi is so kind that she has appeared in this world to inspire our devotion. And if she sees that devotion, then she's just flourishing. One time Prabhupada visited us in France, in Paris. Our temple was in Fontenay-aux-Roses. And Prabhupada came, and we were all very young, but enthusiastic in Krishna. How could you not be enthusiastic with this Maha Mantra? Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you do. As soon as you chant, it just, your Krishna consciousness just explodes in the heart, like we saw just now. So Prabhupada came, and we were very proud of our tulsi plants, because they were very big, very green, lots of manjaris. And we were offering them to our Jagannath, Subhadra, and Baladev. It was a small little house, maybe about the size of this, well, not even this temple room here in Montreal or Toronto. So I remember the moment we took Prabhupada to the tulsi room. We'd repainted it and put in bright lights and those fluorescent lights, and you know, for weeks we've been cultivating the tulsi very nicely, and yani kani chapapani namo namo tulasi krishna fayasi na, the kirtan would explode and we'd run and run around till the other way up and down. But she was flourishing. So then we just couldn't wait. There was a huge group of devotees trying to go up the stairs when Prabhupada was going to take darshan of one of the most beloved gopis of Krishna. So we opened the door, and then we all paid obeisances, and Prabhupada just stood there. I'm thinking, why is Prabhupada offering obeisances? Maybe he's just in ecstasy seeing our tulsi plants. And we looked at Prabhupada, and he got this kind of sour look on his face. He said, "This is not tulsi. This is Tulsi's cousin, the basil plant. I don't know where those tulsi seeds, quote unquote, had come from, you know, in those days. So we had grown the basil plant, which is a jivatma." My dear Jivatma, please encourage my love for Radha and Krishna. Please make me one of the maidservants of Krishna in Vrindavan. He's like, whoa, what am I? I'm just a plant. So, you know, the girl who was taking care of Tulsi, she fainted. All the Mataji started to cry, and all the boys' faces turned red. And I remember that we were, because we were so you know, proud. There's pride in Krishna, not personal pride, but we can take pride in Hari Guru Vaishnava. That we have Krishna as our God, we have our Gurudev, our spiritual master, and our friends and associates are all Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, exalted souls. One time someone said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, you're the greatest Vaishnava." And Prabhupada said, he bowed his head, he said, "A Vaishnava is a very elevated thing. I'm trying to become a Vaishnava." So we have the association of Vaishnava. We can be proud of that fact. So we were proud of our basil. When it turned out, it was just basil. I remember the Mataji, she woke up and then she slammed the door. We all had to go and she came running to the temple president's office. "What do we do now?" There's a crisis in the temple, a crisis of faith. So I remember, you know, devotees talking, you know, all these years we've been, you know, what benefit do we get? So one of the devotees was deputed to go to Srila Prabhupada and say, you know, what do we get out of all this? So Prabhupada, he just laughed. He said, "No, Krishna knows your intention. And his pure devotees know your intention," which I took to mean Srila Prabhupada. And he said, "Certainly, Shrimati Tulsi Devi knows your intention. So she has accepted all of your prayers." And then we were very happy. But I remember after Prabhupada left, there was, you know, should we throw them out? And we just couldn't throw them out because we've been worshiping them. So I remember we, you know, took them, and devotees still holding them very carefully. Went out to a field and we planted them in the field of basil plants, and then we left it at that. And then we got real tulsis later on. So like that, tulsi flourishes on devotion to Krishna. So if she's growing nicely, it's a good sign the temple is doing well. You have bhakti. And if you're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, enthusiastically, that means there's been some purification of the heart. You cannot call out in love someone you hate. You can't call out for hours or days or months or years on end someone who you're a little inimical to, who you have you don't care about. You can only call out like that if there's some bhakti coming, even if it's just the beginning stages. One time, a man criticized Prabhupada. "You're saying your devotees have bhakti, but, you know, their hearts are, they're Westerners. Their hearts are full of so many material desires. They've engaged in so many sinful activities. So many sinful reactions are there. How can you say that bhakti can manifest in their hearts?" And Prabhupada said, no, it's bhakti. You see how they're chanting? You see how they're serving? There's bhakti. And man, what bhakti? Prabhupada said, no, it's like green mango and ripe mango. Everyone wants a ripe mango. You go to the market and the mango's there and it's yellow and it's got some black spots. Offer it to Krishna. Eat it if you please. The old ISKCON movie, The World of Hare Krishna. Offer it to Krishna. Eat it if you please. But is that to say the green mango has no value? What would our diet be when you go to the houses of the Hindus? They invite Swamiji for prasad. And I like to go for the prasad at the houses of the congregation. Mataji is a very good cook. And every time you'll see nice achar. Right? And you take the rice and you paneer and you take the samosa and you take I've been fasting for 11 days so I forgot about food. Pakora. And if you dip it in the achar, I think everyone understands. Mango achar, lemon achar. I love the lemon. You dip the pakora, then you take. This is very nice. Well, in Radha Ashtami, we have Radha red plum chutney. So good. Better stop me. I'll go on for hours about this. The achar. So what is the achar made from? It's made from mango, green mango, or green whatever, unripe. You cut as hard, and then you, I don't know what you do, ladies, but you do something that's really good. So Prabhupada said, their faith is like that mango. We can also appreciate. And we must appreciate, because those who are Vaishnavas, even though they're neophytes, they have taken the bold step, the courageous step, to finally give up their independence, to finally surrender to Krishna, to stop all senseless, nonsensical material activity and sinful activity, you know. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. It's a rare person who can do that. And what's more, to decorate their tongues with the beautiful form of God and the sound of His name. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. When you chant Hare Krishna, Lord is dancing on the tip of your tongue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So therefore, when we're offering obeisances, Vanchakalpa Tadubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnava. We are indeed offering obeisances to all devotees, to the Kanistas, to the Madhyams, to the Uttamas. They're all great souls. And by their association, we all become purified. So the kirtan is especially important. Although Prabhupada did say this, he writes, the most important instruction of the spiritual master, which is like the umbilical cord. The baby is attached to the mother in the womb by the umbilical cord. So the instructions of the spiritual master are our life and soul. They are sustenance, our nutrition for growing up, maturing in Krishna consciousness. And the most important instruction of the spiritual master is to chant 16 rounds a day. That's the most important instruction. And we see, although it's very simple, it's a low figure, 16. It used to be 64, then it was 32, then it 16, that's it. Still, so many devotees cannot come to that stage, and so many devotees cannot maintain that stage. But if you can, you're in for a wonderful future in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness. But Jiva Goswami says in Bhakti Sandarbha, a beautiful, elegant tattva, explaining the fundamental principles of bhakti, Bhakti Sandarbha. He explains that this kirtan, the kind that we had tonight, he said this was most important. Because, he said, in congregational chanting, there's many Vaishnavas and they're all chanting very loudly. So you not only get the benefit of your own tongue vibrating the holy names, you get the combined vibration of many Vaishnavas. Very powerful. And he said so much so that even a neophyte devotee, neophyte means who has lakanishta, he has little understanding of the Shastra and little faith yet in Krishna consciousness. He has tora. Ado shuddha tata sadhu sangha ta bhajana kriya anata niviti syat. He's come into the association of devotees, and by their association he feels something in his heart. Just like today we were having a kirtan at the yoga center. One very nice young lady, first time I believe, we were chanting, and she burst out crying. Tears were coming from her eyes. She didn't even know how it was happening. But there was some sentiments, some deep spiritual emotions there in her heart, which were released by the causeless mercy of the holy name. And like that, you get a little impetus to keep going in Krishna consciousness. Because, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, the road to Braj, the road to Vrindavan is strewn with pebbles and brambles. It can be a little rocky sometimes. So once in a while, Krishna is so kind. We're in a kirtan. We're in the assembly of devotees. We hear a class. We go to the dham. And suddenly, we get some inspiration. Something special happens in our life, like this young girl. I think that she will continue on in the process of Krishna consciousness and become a devotee. I'm confident of that. That will happen. Just like Narad, Narad, he left his home, his mother died, he was a young boy, he had some association with the Bhaktivedantas, the Vaishnavas. Mother passed away. He decided to just go and search for Krishna in the forest, to wander here and there. He was in the forest, chanting. Lord appeared to him. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Narada was, whoa, this dark, lonely forest, God has appeared to me. I'm not qualified yet to see God. Premanjani Churati Bhakti Valochanena. My eyes are not yet covered with the salve of love, which qualifies me to behold the divine form of God. And Krishna says, it's right there in the Bhagavatam. My dear Narad, I have appeared before you today just to give you an impetus to achieve me. And then he started disappearing. Lord had appeared to him, Tribhanga Sundara, three-fold bending form with his flute, his beautiful black hair cascading down his shoulders, his eyes like lotus flowers to his ears, his lip red like bimba fruit, his beautiful teeth set like rows of pearls, his kastuba jewel, his yellow dhoti, his body smelling like a combination of musk and aguru and sandalwood, camphor, and disappeared. And then Krishna said, I can hardly remain before those who are incomplete in devotion. So it is possible the Lord will appear to one who is not yet perfected. He did, to give him an impetus, but he made it very clear. I can hardly remain like this before you, with you, engaged in a loving relationship, if you are incomplete in devotion. Meaning, if you are still maintaining material attachments, meaning if your bhakti is not yet blossomed enough, because even after anartha nirviti, the heart becomes cleansed and there's a stage of steadiness, and then ruchi comes and taste comes, and then bhava comes, preliminary love, then prema. That's the ultimate goal, prema. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I'm considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain. I'm feeling all vacant in the world in the absence of you. This is the goal. We're very active in Krishna consciousness. We're distributing books. We're building temples, opening farms. And this is seva to Guru and Garanga. But what is our ultimate goal? To awaken that divine love for God. This divine love for the Lord. So that will be achieved by the grace of the Maha Mantra. So sometimes we get that little taste. Just like that young girl. Krishna was so kind upon her. She did not know what was going to happen today when she woke up in the morning. I'm going to go to some yoga class and maybe it'll be interesting. And then the Lord appeared to her also. Oh no, he didn't. He didn't appear in his Tribhanga Sundara form playing his flute. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benedictions upon the living entities. Thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In all these names, you've invested all your transcendental potencies, and there's no hard and fast rules for chanting Hare Krishna. This is Shraddha, faith. To know that the Lord is none different than his name. If that we can achieve in this lifetime, we will have made a quantum leap in our Krishna consciousness. Just to understand, the Lord is none different than his holy name. So, our humble request is that you continue chanting your 16 rounds, and you come together as a beautiful congregation. This is one of the most successful, developed and wonderful temples that I have visited in the world. And I would say that is, of course, due to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, the hard work of so many senior devotees over the years, lest we not forget those who pioneered the preaching here in Canada and Toronto. And certainly, Now it is due to the wonderful management and sweet devotion of His Holiness Bhakti Marg Swami. So you're all blessed. So you got here by chanting Hare Krishna, you're staying because of the holy names, and you will be delivered one day by the holy names. So we wish you all success. So now we will greet our beloved Lord. He's appearing in another way in His Arch of Vigraha. Who can say He doesn't appear before the neophyte to cause those spiritual emotions to come from our heart, which will one day attract us back home, back to Godhead. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, śrīnāma Prabhu ki, gopīmanandī.